Hello, everyone, and welcome to Diversify Her Podcast. I'm your host, Raven Hayward, and today I'm here to donate the multicultural hair care products to Haven House. They serve youth facing homelessness and related crisis involvement in the juvenile justice system in Wake County, and they're the only organization to do this incredible work locally. My journey with Haven House started in high school when I was in student council, and each year we had an event called Charity Ball where we would raise funds to fund the charity of our choice, and my senior year, we selected Haven House. I knew I wanted to make a personal impact as I was on my school's equity team, and I was the equity ambassador. So as I was speaking with the crisis and homeless shelter director, she shared with me that not all of the unique needs of the demographic were being met, especially for teens with multicultural ethnicities. There was a need, a critical need, for multicultural hair care products. And as a natural curly hair girl myself, I personally understood the problems that they were facing and the struggles of not having the products that you need in order to maintain your hair. So when donating to the shelters, you don't typically think of leave-in conditioners or hair masks or stylers for different hair textures. And so these products, they play such a significant role in having healthy, natural hair. And it often promotes a sense of self-esteem, self-respect, and a sense of belonging, and a sense of pride. So with the help of Ms. Dawn Williams-Thompson in 2021, Diversify Her was able to match the amount that Ms. Dawn was at Unilever to donate products. And today I'm here with the coordinator to donate more multicultural hair products and discuss the impact that she's seen since our first donation. So thank you so much for doing this interview today. I'd like for you to first start off by introducing yourself and the role that you have here at Haven House.
Yeah, my name is Kelly Bloom, and I am the volunteer and marketing coordinator here at Haven House.
Yes. So what led you to come and work here?
I've been working in nonprofits for a little while, and you know, when I read about Haven House and its mission and its huge scope, you know, we work with youth age 6 through 24 in all different ways. You know, it's really a wraparound service for all of these youth to really help them be supported.
Mm-hmm. So what more do you think can be done in Haven House in a sense of donations or just the community as a whole?
Right. Well, one of the things we provide our youth is we have an essentials pantry. You know, 85 to 90% of our youth come from low income or poverty backgrounds. So just getting those basic needs met is really critical and important. You know, in addition, a very similar percentage of our youth are youth of color. Mm-hmm. So making sure that we have products in that pantry that meet, you know, needs of everyone we serve. You know, in the pantry, we stock things like non-perishable food. We stock personal care items, you know, everywhere from, you know, shampoo to deodorant, toothbrushes, you name it. We also have cleaning products for families to be able to clean in their households, which mm-hmm. is also really important. And then we also stock things for our youth in our transitional housing program. So older youth that might be homeless that we're working to get settled into apartments. So, you know, getting donations to keep that pantry stocked is really important. We're seeing an even greater need recently mm-hmm. for that.
So looking forward, what are your aspirations for the future of the Haven House Initiative? And how do you hope to see it grow and continue to make a positive impact on the lives of the teens here?
One of the things that we're really focusing on building right now is a mental health program. Mm-hmm. We see a lot of teenagers that are coming into our programs that have really high mental health needs, but there aren't providers in the community who have availability to meet those needs. Just availability and from a cost perspective. So we've just started building a mental health program, outpatient therapy, essentially, to meet the needs of the youth. So really growing that program. And then, you know, in addition, the other programs that we're seeing a lot of growth in is our, you know, homelessness and crisis services. So a huge, because of rent issues in the area, mm-hmm. a huge increase in the number of young people who are dealing with homelessness. So we're really working to up our game there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the mental health that you guys are trying to build up, I think that that's such a great idea. And it's definitely a need, especially with our generation, Gen Z. You know, we do talk and preach a lot about mental health. And, you know, we're very active in the way that we mm-hmm. use our voice and, you know, really talking about the importance of self-care and understanding that in order to be our best selves, we have to first take care of our minds and our bodies and our souls. So I really appreciate, you know, everything that you guys are doing here. I'm so happy. No matter the size of the donation that I'm able to bring, you know, it feels nice to know that whether big or small, I'm able to make an impact. And I just want to thank you so much. So to my listeners listening, if they'd like to help with Haven House in any way, how can they get in contact and what needs would you like them to donate?
Right. Well, the easiest thing to do is to visit our website, havenhousenc.org. The NC is important. Mm-hmm. Or you can shoot me an email. It's kbloom, like flowers bloom, at havenhousenc.org. And I can answer any questions. On our website, we do have a support us page. So that'll tell you what our urgent needs are at that particular moment.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And thank you everyone for listening to us.